So we're talking about that launching phase, that getting out there and reaching people. And it can be in various styles. It could maybe be in a cell church, new cell church, house church. It can be meeting in a building. It could be more traditional understanding of church planting. There's all sorts of ways to think about these church planting essentials and these seeker-friendly essentials. Now, I'm not saying seeker-driven here. Seeker-driven is like all we're thinking about is the seeker. I'm talking about how you can be welcoming to everybody, no matter what style of church that you plant. That is even if you go deep with believers, you also want to have those aspects of when a seeker comes near your church, you want to have this winsome, welcoming attitude. So whatever style you're thinking about, as you're really thinking about launching now, what we want to do is to have this checklist for you to sort of ask ourselves, are we ready to be seeker friendly? So here's some of the things. One is interesting in biblical messages. So we haven't talked too much about messages in this church planting class because in many ways this is about getting people in. We've talked a little bit and we've given you some advice. We have the church sermon class, the sermon preparation class and presentation class here at CLI, but you can't be boring to a seeker. You know, we read about in Acts 18 verse 11, and he dwelt there a year and 6 months teaching the word of God among them. What are those characteristics of a seeker-friendly message? Enthusiastic, good exegeted biblical message, remarkable. That means, can it be talked about? Do people want to talk about it after they leave? Is it practical? Does it have that creativity? Is it seeker understandable? Now, seeker understandable means that you're not throwing these terms out that no one's ever heard of. That you're always sensitive. You're asking yourself this question all the time. If I knew nothing about the gospel, would I understand this message? The preaching class at CLI deals with many of these principles. But as you are being seeker friendly, they got to see the joy. Wow, life is beautiful. The word of God is amazing. You're talking about things they want to talk about. It's practical, creative, seeker, understandable. So that's the first checklist as you begin your new church to be seeker friendly. Here's one, breaking bread together. You know, it's fascinating that the church was founded in the event of the cross, the resurrection, the ascension. And the moment before moments before that event, they had a dinner together. We call it the Last Supper. There's something powerful. There's endorphins that are given off when you break bread together. So in many churches, even church plants, they are so careful. Oh, we have to get greeters at the door to greet people. And in many ways, I believe that's superficial. Greeters, okay. You're a greeter, see you. Okay, welcome to church. I'm so glad you're here. And there's this greeting time, and a lot of times the greeting time is nothing more than my way of saying we have the illusion of a friendly church. Well, everybody's greeting each other. Isn't that nice? And then we get to the message, and then that's the last time they talk to someone. Maybe there's a handshake on the way out. So what happens is we have friendliness happening, but we don't have friendships. When you're planting a church, you want to move from friendliness to friendships. The goal is to build a network of relationships, of connections. Romans 12, verse 10 to 14. In love of the brethren, they be tenderly affectionate to one another, in honor, preferring one another, in diligence, not slothful, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, communicating to the necessities of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless them that persecute you. Bless and not curse them. Now, what are we talking about? We're talking about connection. Connection to the community. Even connection with those who persecute you. Somebody who persecutes you could be someone who's eventually going to be in your church. I like that one line, given to hospitality. In other words, we as a church, a new church plant, hospitality is out of balance. In other words, it's one of the distinctive things that are in your church. Right now, I'm a church in Grand Haven, Michigan, and And my family is doing our best to help them grow. And we really feel that missional impulse. And one of the things that I volunteer to do is to build, to make a hospitality team. So when people come to Trinity Church, they are being welcomed and they're going to someone's house, even on a Sunday after church, because that breaking of bread is so vital to reaching people. And seekers want to be connected. If they're seeking, they're coming and they want to make a friend in the Lord. They're seeking. There is a reason that there is a reason they've come to church. Here's another very important thing. Corporate communications that are understood in the village you are reaching. What does that mean? Okay, so your worship. Is your worship, the music, understandable? We just talked about that in the last presentation. Is your preaching understandable? Are your programs understandable in who you are reaching? Acts 2, verse 7 and 8. Utterly amazed, they asked, are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in their own native language? Now, to me, that's pretty incredible. It was a special, miraculous miracle of the church at Pentecost that each person would hear the gospel in their own language. As we live that out, we don't have that like winds of fire and we're not all of a sudden speaking in their languages. But I believe it foreshadowed what we do. Each of us speak in the language of our community because we understand our community. So our worship, our preaching, our programs are tailor-made to those we are trying to reach. Appropriate facilities, meeting options, safe as possible. You know, when you're reaching seeker people, they are really concerned about safety. Like, go out of your way to make sure that the nursery, the child care, and all that is highly credible. Appropriately clean and inviting. You know, in Philemon 1 and 2, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and fellow worker, to Apphia, our sister, to Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church that meets in your home. Now, that's sort of cool to me as I read this passage. Some people, it's just a list of names. It's not to me. It's this church that meets in your home. There's a community. So if somebody's doing the home church option, those who are maybe the host, let other people connect to that host and help that host family to be able to do it well in such a way to be sustainable. So like if you're meeting a house church, make sure that at the end of the meeting, there's a team that cleaned the bathroom. There's a team that helps clean, that vacuums. Don't just leave it to the host. Oh, that's their service. Because if you're going to do the house church option, you really want to be sustainable. The same thing with any building that you occupy. Go out of your way to be good citizens, even if you're renting it. Clean up so when the janitor cleans up, the janitor doesn't have to do anything practically. In fact, he says to the administrators, that is the best church that's ever rented our school. They go out of their way to make it that I don't have to do anything. So appropriate facilities are very important in connected to who you are reaching. A prayer place. When you're planting a church, what's the role of prayer in launching? Is there a place to meet before and after the service for those who have come to know Christ, those who are sick? James 5 verse 14, is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church, pray over him, anoint him with oil in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. People who are seeking, they're often seeking because there's a problem in their life. I often believe if you're church planting, that it'd be wonderful to have like this prayer place, call it that, let's say, on this big banner. And then it's somewhat private, somebody's staffing it. You know, I believe that seekers will go there before they go to the information desk. Because a lot of times when a seeker comes into your church plant, there's a reason. There's something they are wondering about. Something's happened to their life. They need prayer. When you're seeker-sensitive, seeker-friendly, what you're really doing is you're paying attention to children's needs. to many, the church is for children too. In fact, that's why many of them even come to church, because they've sort of been out of it. Now they have young children. They're thinking about coming back because they think their children need religion or whatever. So they're seeking that again. In Acts 2, verse 38 and 39, Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is to you and your children, and all who are afar off, all whom the Lord our God will call." So when you're launching, really pay attention. And I would say do less better than doing more sloppy when it comes to children's needs. Don't set an expectation that basically you are stressed out or that you can't sustain. Clear information. In reaching those who are seeking, word of mouth is the most powerful, but have a great looking website. And it doesn't have to be over the top expensive, just they could be clean and understandable. When you have on-site communication, make sure that the on-site communication roughly is not all about things that do not relate to the seeker. Just be very simple. Have something that a new seeker would immediately understand. So like the opening comments might be something that everyone would appreciate and understand about your community. Announcements. Make sure the announcements are kept to a minimal when it comes to all these things that do not relate to a seeker. Signage. Make sure signage is clear and where the bathrooms are, where the worship is, even like little tips on what to do. First do this, second this, third this. Avoid insider church language. I'm going to say it again. Avoid insider church language. That's something that a seeker, when they come, it's like it stresses them to even be there. And then when they're there, they're hearing words and thoughts they've never heard of in insider church language or inside church jokes that if you're there for the last 4 or 5 years, you'll get, but new people won't get. And if you are going to do those kind of jokes, which is fine to do on some occasion, make sure that you explain the setup again. And don't be apologizing. I've said this before here, and I'm going to say it again. No, just bring it up as if it's the first time. And you'd be surprised. Most people, even if they've heard that joke before, they'll laugh even more the second time. Acts 13, verse 49, the word of the Lord spread through the whole region. That's what you want. It's just that sizzle where it's all about God. It's clear it's all about God. And it's clear that it's about reaching people who do not yet know God. And with that clear information and that sensitivity to seekers, people will get that you are a church that's welcoming to them who's looking for God. When you ask for money, make sure it's the appropriate appeal for support. Explain how your church and its outreach works briefly and understandably. It's okay to ask for money. It's okay to do a collection. That's fine. But do a collection where you're smiling. Do a collection, feature if there's a mission you're supporting. Give like the 2-minute video of the benefits of that mission. 2 Corinthians 8:7. Just as you've excelled in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in your love for us, so that you will excel in this grace of giving. People are fine with giving to charities and so forth. What people don't want is this non-sensitive, non-seeker-friendly way of doing it. They don't want to be guilted in anything, but they do want to support a meaningful work in their community. To be seeker-sensitive really starts still with your own heart. Do you have some relationships in your life of people who are not reached for Christ? Do you talk to your own neighbor? Do you actually hang around with people who are looking for the Lord and people who have a mild interest in talking to you about that? And are you having engaging conversations? Because if you are, some of this stuff will translate its way into the worship service. As a church planter, I always encourage church planters to have a diverse set of relationships of people who are not even going to their church yet, but they're the ones that might be open to be reaching at some point. And then they sort of inform you. And sometimes you'll meet someone and they're not going to church. They're not even believers. And you'll form a friendship with them where you'll be able to pitch to them certain things that you're going to do, hey, how would you hear this? How would you understand this if I said this? And they'll give you their honest feedback. A lot of times for me, that's how I learned how to be more and more seeker sensitive. Seeker sensitive is a lot of fun because proclaiming the gospel is a lot of fun. And it's partially, it is a little bit of an art. And partially, it's something that's a duty. Partially, it's something that you learn. But as you meet people and talk to your people groups in your area, more and more, if you have that in your mind that you want to reach people, your language, your body language, your people smart and ministry approach will be more and more effective in being seeker understandable in your church plant.